Love 英语练习册第四册
Unit 1 Meaningful Life Listening and Speaking D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. What do you think is a meaningful life?
2. How can we live a meaningful life?
3. Are you living a meaningful life?
4. Do you know what you want in your life?
5. How are you getting along with your classmates?
E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer. 1. Oh no, I can't use the computer to test my experiment. I'll never get my paper finished in time.
Why don't you begin with the library research part?
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? 2. Do you know James? He's in your class.
Certainly. In fact, he was the first person I got to know in my class. I still remember the look on his face when he showed up late on the first day of school.
Question. Why did the woman remember James so well? 3. Do you want to go to the lecture this weekend? I heard the guy who's going to deliver the lecture spent a year living in the rainforest.
Great! I'm doing a report on the rainforest. Maybe I can get some new information to add to it.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. What do you think of your father?
Oh, he was the first stable male figure in my life. The best attribute a parent can have is consistency. When he said he would be there at 3 o'clock, he was there. That meant more to me than anything.
Question. What is the most important quality a parent should have, according to the man?
5. I was shocked when I heard you had finished your research project a whole month earlier.
How I managed to do it? It's still a mystery to me.
Question. What does the woman mean? F. Listen to the dialogue and decide true or false to the statements.
Robert, what's a successful life like?
Well, it depends on how you define success in life.
I would like to listen to your opinion.
You know, for some people, to make a fortune is to succeed. For some others, to devote to what they believe is to succeed.
These days, fortune is considered a major symbol of a man's success. Do you agree?
Though I can't agree on that, but I have to admit, the idea is really overwhelming for men.
Focusing too much on money, or the same as spirit, is morbid and unsound.
Yes, people's life should be the integration of both material and spiritual pursuit.
For us, ordinary people, how to live a successful life?
Love people, use things, take time off, and honor your commitments.
Exactly. Besides these, it's also important to keep a sense of humor.
Right. People who laugh are a gift to the world. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer. Hi, Mary. I was told that you made another friend today. Is that true?
Yeah, I think we need friends to support and help us out of difficulties.
Sounds reasonable. What can friends do for us?
Well, first, friends can give us warnings against danger. Then they can offer us advice of how to deal with various situations.
And true friends share not only our joys, but also our sorrows.
That's right. With friendship, life is happy. And without friendship, life is sad.
I agree with you. And we should be the same to our friends.
I will never forget my old friends and keep making new friends.
And I will show concern for my friends, even if it is only a comforting word.
That's a real friend.
Questions. 1. What has Mary done today?
2. What can't friends do for us?
3. What will life be if we have no friends?
4. How shall we treat our friends?
H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
A meaningful life. I always keep thinking about the meaning of life and how to make life more meaningful. Life seems to mean everything, especially when we are happy. We feel like we're embraced by the whole world. However, when we think negatively, life seems to mean nothing. One just comes to the world and passes away, leaving nothing. So attitudes towards life are of essence. Try to find what really interests you, set a proper goal, and try to achieve it. Nobody knows what is going to happen in the future. What we can do is just try our best to achieve what we want, although many times that might not be achievable. Do you know what you want in your life? Some people will keep the idea in their mind and work towards it. Whether the progress is slow or fast, they always work in that direction. Some people will announce what they want, and they always work towards it. It doesn't matter which group you belong to, but as long as you know what you want and work towards it, it is good, since there's always something you are chasing.